look at me.
Maddie Josephine Hill was born in McCurry County in the hills of eastern Kentucky on October 17, 1904. I don't remember how many sisters or brothers she had, but I was told she was her father's favorite, and it nearly broke his heart when at 13 years old she married Charles Everett Thomas with the understanding that the young couple would live with Everett's parents and care for them until their death. Everett made moonshine and at some point was arrested for bootlegging. I've heard a few different stories telling how she did it. According to one account, she used a gun. I don't know what truly happened, but somehow Maddie walked into the jailhouse, and when she walked out, she had Everett by her side. They had a few children by then. Everett became a coal miner, and then later, the couple and their children lived in logging camps, Everett working as a logger and Maddie running a hardware store. It was while living in one of these logging camps that their ninth and last child was born. He was named Charles Everett Thomas, Jr., and 19 years later, he would become my father. By the time I was born in 1958, Maddie ran a grocery, hardware, feed store that also served as the local bus station. Everett had retired to the front porch swing, but Maddie never retired. Besides running the store, she grew a large garden that fed many of her children and grandchildren. Maddie had only an elementary school education, but seemed to know more about living than anyone I ever knew. She raised bees and kept us supplied year-round with honey. She canned great amounts of food each year, and her freezer was full of corn and beans, okra, peaches, strawberries, and blackberries, and more. She dried food, she sewed, she worked on a rototiller and her lawnmower. She was a businesswoman, and she understood children, making her a wonderful grandmother. She kept her hair in two braids wrapped up around her head. But at night I would get to see her standing in her cotton nightgown, brushing her long gray hair that hung below her waist. Maddie was in her 60s when Everett was diagnosed with black lung and could no longer do the driving for them. She learned to drive, and from then on it was her who was at the wheel of their white Ford pickup. And after Everett's death, she continued on her own to make the hour and a half drive to see us. She'd step out of the pickup with her hefty purse under her arm, and I could see her stockings knotted above her knees. In the back of the pickup, there'd be bags of fresh corn, beans, tomatoes, potatoes, some other surprises from her garden, and apples and peaches from her trees. Maddie Thomas died July 18, 1981. I was 23 and pregnant with my second child. She was 77 years old.
Melissa's Grandmother, presented by Melissa Thomas. Her story is a project of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at www.kvmr.org or 530-265-9073.